The Syracuse Police Department will implement new rules regarding the use of tasers next year. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the changes come as the result of a settled lawsuit filed by the New York Civil Liberties Union charging taser abuse in city schools.
The lawsuit involved use of tasers against two students, one who was trying to break up a fight, the other involving a diabetic student who was upset over academic issues. In both cases, no charges were filed, even as both students were handcuffed and taken from school. What this settlement does, according to Barry Gawanter, director of the Central New York chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, is make it clear when Syracuse police officers, and that includes school resource officers, can use tasers.
This policy, for the first time, says that tasers should not be used in a coercive manner or to punish. That is very, very significant.
The new regulations say tasers should be only used against actively aggressive subjects who pose an immediate threat and shouldn't be used against vulnerable populations. There will be training for officers starting next year as part of the department's overall use of force policy. Gawanter suggests this might be a good time for the department to look at reviewing its entire use of force policy.
So that there's more clarity for their officers in when to step up use of force, when to try to incorporate de-escalation techniques, and when to avoid unnecessarily escalating an interaction to the point where force is necessary.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.